The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our study in the book of James about prayer, and we're going to look at just some generalities of things that Paul said about prayer, and I want to point out a reason I believe that Paul is telling them about prayer and teaching them about how to pray and what to pray for and so on. So we're going to be in James chapter 5 again. If you have access to a Bible, I realize you may be driving, so don't try to do this while you're driving, but if you're sitting at home or in a place where you can access the Bible, I want to invite you to open the Scripture and consider His Word with us today. I want to remind you about our website at considerhisword.org. There are many things you'll find there at the website, especially you'll find a link that says Contact Us. We would love to hear from you. If you'd click on that link, tell us where you're hearing the broadcast today and send us an address, we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. Now, these little prayer journals are just a small notebook that fits into a shirt pocket. They'll fit into a purse. You know, they'll fit into your pants pocket, for that matter. A Bible case, they're not that big, but they do give you a place where when somebody says, pray for me, you can pull it out, write it down, and that gives them an assurance that you're praying for them. But also, you can go back and look at the times when God has answered those prayers. So it's a great little way to keep a prayer list and a great little way to keep track of when God answers. You know, sometimes God answers and we say, well, praise the Lord, and we go on and forget about it. And we ought to just keep on praising Him for how He answers prayers. Anyway, simply write to us. You can do it through the website, considerhisword.org. You can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Again, considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Now, as many do, you can also simply write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. And give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you and getting one of these little prayer journals into your hand. Now let's take a look at James chapter 5 one more time. In fact, maybe this week and one more week or more, we're going to be looking at James chapter 5. James had much to say about prayer. And I particularly want you to go back and notice this, that at the beginning of James, go back to chapter 1, and when James introduces himself or introduces his letter and writes, as we call it, the salutation of the letter, he said this: James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. Now, I want you to notice that Paul is writing to the people that had been in the church at Jerusalem, and when persecution came, many of them began to flee. And I believe when they did so, they went taking the gospel with them. In fact, the Bible says that many were scattered abroad, taking the gospel, teaching the Lord Jesus Christ. And when that persecution came and people had to leave Jerusalem for many reasons, one thing, there was a famine, there was a problem with food, Christians were being killed, persecuted, all kinds of things were going on, and many left. And so it is to these people that James is writing this letter. And I'm saying all this because I want you to notice this, that one of the last things that James talks to them about is prayer. And I believe he's encouraging them to pray. In fact, when he says, if any of you afflicted, it may have reference back to that hard time and those afflictions that they had experienced in the persecution that had come to the church at Jerusalem. And as the pastor, I believe, of the church at Jerusalem, Paul is encouraging them about prayer. So what I want us to look at today is a couple of different things about prayer. First of all, and we talked about this a little bit before, but he talked about individual prayer. Verse 13, he says, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. In other words, you pray. You pray. You know, I many times have people ask me to pray, and I'm happy to pray for them. But sometimes I wonder, why aren't they praying for themselves? Or if they, maybe they are, I don't know. But they could be praying for themselves. And he said to let them pray. In fact, it's an interesting thing here. And I went and looked this up because in the Greek language, in the Greek translations, the two little words, let him, is not there. And so it would read this way, is any among you afflicted? Pray. And the same thing goes with the next phrase. Is any merry? Pray. Or praise. Read Psalms. And in fact, the word Psalms here not only suggests about singing, but even playing an instrument as well. And so the encouragement here is that you pray. You know, no one else is involved here. And so in affliction, or when you marry, you pray. You develop your own prayer life. And I would ask you, do you have a habit of prayer? You know, we should each have a relationship that's close enough to the Lord that we can just pray at the in any moment, at any time. Now, in the Old Testament, many times it's mentioned about where people pray at very specific times of the day. And in fact, it talked about Daniel praying morning, noon, and night. This was his habit, to pray three times a day, and that's a great thing. Psalm 55:17 says, evening and morning, and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. So you could pray at specific times of the day. But Paul also said in 1 Thessalonians 5:17 to pray without ceasing. So I think both are important. To pray at specific times, maybe in the morning when you wake up, to have a very specific time that you pray. Or maybe before you fall asleep at night. Many fall asleep praying. Whatever it is, he said, if you're afflicted, pray. But then in verse 14, we see united prayer, people praying together. He said, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders, plural, of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And so we can pray together. He said, let them pray. Certainly, at least in our church, we pray together every service. We open every service with prayer, and we pray together. And we pray in all of these services. We pray when someone asks. We pray for others, and we pray together. Many times when people come and they ask for prayer, we will announce that prayer request when we feel it's appropriate, and we involve everyone in praying for that individual. And we ask people, not just this service or at this time, but pray for them all this week. And we have things that we pray for all the time and people that we pray for. We pray for our missionaries every week. In fact, we have one service designated where we pray for each of our missionaries. In our church, we support 14 missionaries around the world, and we call their names to the Father, and we pray for them together. Now, certainly, this verse particularly mentions when someone is sick, to pray over them, not just for them. I remember one time years ago that we were traveling. This was back when I was in Bible college, and We were driving home late at night. There were four or five of us that had gotten into one of my friend's vans. Didn't have any back seats in it. We were just sitting in folding chairs and buckets and whatever we could find. Late at night, we stopped for a few moments. When we got back in the van, it wouldn't start. We tried everything, and we couldn't get it started. And so we stopped, and we prayed. And you know, the amazing thing is that when we prayed together. The driver jumped up in the seat, turned the key, and that van started right up. God heard us, and we were so thankful. Now, he also speaks here about praying, believing. We've talked about this before, the prayer of faith. You know, this is a promise from Jesus himself when he said, "In all things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive." Believing that God is and that he hears us when we pray, Hebrews 11:6. "But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." And I mentioned this a few weeks ago that, you know, I've heard when people pray, they'll come and say, "Lord, if you're up there." Now, are they believing or are they just kind of hoping? Now, certainly, God can answer that prayer if he desires. But the Bible says we ought to come believing that he is and that he will reward us, that he will answer us, and that he will hear and answer our prayer. And then in verse 16, he talks about us praying one for another. Verse 16, "Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." You know, I think this is a reference to praying for each other and praying for other prayers. I'm afraid that many people don't understand the phrase intercessory prayer. It means to pray for each other and to stand in the gap for others. But very quickly, he also mentions fervent prayer. This is prayer that is serious prayer. And the word fervent here means that it is sober prayer, that we're not just praying flippantly or casually, but when we pray, we recognize that we're praying before an almighty God. There is also one other thing I want you to notice here, and that is definite prayer. And this is in verse 17. We haven't really spent much time with this, but verse 17 says, "Elias," or Elijah, "was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not upon the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit." This I call definite prayer. He prayed that it might not rain. Philippians 4 says that we are to, he said, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Bring those things to him. You know, sometimes we pray as a last resort. We ought to be praying as the first cause. We ought to be praying first, not last. And I would encourage you every day to develop that habit of prayer. Don't be afraid to ask for prayer, but also pray constantly, fervently, all the time. Our time is gone. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
I'm walking in the